Warning. The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Oh my goodness, episode 207!
207! So, yeah, so guess what? It's music week.
We're not going to sing for you, though. We'll let better people sing.
Wait, what are you saying?
She's a good singer.
I'm a singer.
You're a singer. That's something. Yes.
Carol.
I know.
Just wait till our next trip.
Our next drive is the long one.
It is.
It's like 6 hours. It is. I'm going to pay for this bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's play. So our first band is actually the Valix. We saw them at Mysticon. They have two EPs out, so they don't have a full album of of 8 or 10 songs. It's each album has about four, and one is a remix. Can I
read their description of their band first?
Why don't you read the description of the band there, Carol?
The Valix is a female-fronted hard rock band whose music is based on a sci-fi storyline called The Tales of the Cloud Ocean. The Tales of the Cloud Ocean. Powerful vocals soar above riff-heavy guitars, grinding bass, and thunderous drums as they turn narration and images into songs that drive just as intensely as the story from which they spring.
Oh. Very cool. Do the Beneath the Surface. Give us a little listen on that.
That's like my favorite.
No.
Yeah.
So that gives you a kind of a taste of what they are.
Yeah.
Although I'll be honest, for the Architect, on the Architect EP, I really liked the the stripped mix.
Try it. Go ahead. Play this. It.
So yeah, just to kind of give you a little compare and contrast, in case you're interested in such. Yep. Anytime it wants to play, it would be fantastic. The button has been pressed.
Try again.
Oh, it's spinning.
It's spinning.
The wheel is spinning.
So, you know, the thing that surprised me about this album while we're waiting for it to come up is that it's a really professional, put together, could be on the radio today sound without being the geekiness is more in the intent than the sound. So the lyrics, etc., don't necessarily, and maybe it's because of the style of music it is
a bit more hard rock than we normally listen to. Normally at cons you'll get your Filkers, so it's a very kind of folk rocky or geeky rocky sound. This is far more just kind of heavy metal
blended music.
It reminded me, there's my brother is, if he ever listens to this, is going to kill me because I can't remember their name. There's a heavy metal band that derives strictly from Tolkien works, and I can't remember the name.
It's not the one by Christopher Lee, right?
No it's Night Something.
Night Something.
Oh, it's going to kill me now. I'm going to have to... Well, other than the Swedish death metal, but that's not what I'm looking for. It is a difference. Oddly, a lot of Swedish death metal deals with Tolkien too, but this is, you know, Valix is not death metal at all. This is, they're far more, I don't even consider them technically heavy metal. I consider them more kind of prog rock. Ah. Ooh,
sorry.
You're popping.
That was me.
Are you going to try and play something?
I was trying to play something.
She's going to try to play something.
It just doesn't, it doesn't want to seem to do that. There you go. So, this is the stripped version featuring Isaac Slutsky and Lauren Post. So, of that same song we were just listening to.
Yeah, I like that version a lot. So,
you know, Carol and I were having this conversation in the car because I liked this version and she preferred the first. So,
actually, yeah, my favorite song on the Architect EP is actually Sky Climbing, which is the first.
So that's the stripped version. And yeah, then if you wanted to hear a little bit of Sky Climbing, it will go. I promise it will.
And incidentally, the Tolkien band... Oh, wait a minute. I'll wait till after this. Yeah, see, that's more my style.
I could see that. I just wanted to go to the transition too. Yeah. Give it 1 second. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. So it continues to evolve throughout the song.
Yeah.
This song is actually, you know, 5.5 minutes, almost 6 minutes. So it just continues to climb, just like the title. So.
Incidentally, the Tolkien band I was looking for was not Knight anything. It's Blind Guardian.
really close.
A little different.
Yeah. I was really close. Really close. Really, really close. But yeah, my brother used to send me songs of theirs because it's all strictly Tolkien stuff.
Ooh.
This Valix isn't particularly, you have to actually listen to their lyrics and know the actual story to get the geekiness of it.
Right. Yeah. And that was definitely something that I noticed about it. So what did you think about it, Stearns Lord?
Yeah, I really liked that remix. And I'll say I like the Architect EP a little, just a hair more than the Aeronaut EP. And then on the Aeronaut EP, I really liked the Line, which... Also, I like the J.J. Williams remix on that one. So I don't know what it is, but I've been into remixes lately. I don't know why. But yeah, so, but I actually really like her voice.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's melodical, and I can understand what she's saying. Yeah. And it's, and also I really like, I think we were talking the last time we did the music review podcast. I really like the mix of this. So I listen for that. So it's like the vocals are out just enough out front of the instrumentation that you can hear and what she's saying, and everything's mixed really well. So hats off to the production on this. I really, really enjoyed that. So, but I love, I grew up being a heavy metal head. My first concert was Quiet Riot, Judas Priest. But anyway, yeah.
I knew when I, when we met the Valix, I actually met them on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I met Rob Richmond, who's in the band.
Ooh.
And he was on a panel I was on. And,
oh, cool.
So we talked afterwards, and I wanted to hear his music, and we listened to it on the way home. Mm-hmm. So I did not get to see them in concert. By the time I met them, I was pretty much done for the day. I was like, that's really nice. I hope I meet you later. I'm going to bed now. So,
yeah.
I was really excited about hearing about him stuff. And you can tell the intelligence in the lyrics and the intelligence in the sound. And I would have to say that based on meeting Rob, I can see that if all of the members are of that same kind of thing, you can see that there's a lot of intellect and thought that goes into the production quality, and I think it shows.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I threw some money at them on Bandcamp. I didn't want to just listen to it for free. I didn't buy any CDs while we were at the convention, but if I do see them again, I probably will actually just purchase a physical actual CD.
Yeah. I think CDs are almost becoming this, like, I know,
they're
collectible.
Yeah. It's not something that you, it's not how you listen to music anymore. It's
yeah. But I totally followed them on Bandcamp, and am also, when I get paid on Friday, planning on purchasing both EPs, because I could totally see myself, if I'm in that mood, want that being what I want to crank.
Yeah.
So putting it in my mix. So I really liked both albums. I loved the remixes as well. But the first song on the other album, which was
Sky Climbing?
No,
the Aeronaut. Oh, on
Aeronaut. Which is, I can't say the name, but that's just so bad. I'm sorry. This is very unintellectual for such an intellectual band. From Aeronaut.
Perhelion.
Yeah, is that how you would say it? So,
yeah, I believe it's perhelion.
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 Yeah.
Tell me what we've got.
It's really that huge, like, big power metal song.
Yeah.
You know? Kind of like Kyrie Eleison.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
No.
No, but better. So much better. So they're out of Charlottesville, Virginia. So they are local to the Southeast. And definitely check them out. And I definitely would take an opportunity to go see them live based on their albums. So I hope to see them at a future con. So check them out. So would you buy it?
Oh, yeah.
And you bought it?
I already bought it.
So. And I will be buying it. We should probably pool our resources since we're married and stuff, but you know.
You buy one, I'll buy the other one. And
okay.
We can share.
Okay. Or we could just each buy them, because I want to have them both on my phone, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so for our second, and now for something completely different.
So absolutely different.
Yeah, for something very, very
in
different.
In a good way, yeah.
Yeah, so David Tyberg, who is part of the Extraordinary Contraptions.
Yes. I hear they'll be at the Geek Gala, is that
they
correct?
They are. They're going to be at the Geek Gala this year. But we get to see David up at Illogicon, and we actually get to interview and talk to him there. But he recently came out with his first solo album, and it's called, Carol?
It is called You Can't Do That with a Banjo.
You can't, but you can, because
it's
he did.
Fun.
Because he can, because he did.
Yeah. So there are 10 tracks on this. Carol, do you want to go ahead and read a little bit about David and this album?
He doesn't have a little blurb.
You Can't Do That with a Banjo is the first solo effort of David Tyberg, singer and bass player for the Extraordinary Contraptions. Over the course of 10 original selections, Tyberg offers his quirky, bouncy take on subjects ranging from the uniqueness of romance to living with mental health differences to his favorite video games and cute butts. Recorded live, acoustic, and completely solo, these tracks exhibit a rawness and heart rarely found on today's musical landscape. It reflects an intentional what you see is what you get ethic, evoking Tyberg's live solo performances. What you get is an accomplished performer coming into his own as a solo singer-songwriter, using his unique voice and a point of view to examine classic themes through the geek gaze, as well as tell new stories as yet unheard. And I did add a word in there, singer-songwriter, but he is a songwriter. So what'd you think? Starnes Lord.
Completely different than the Valix, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. And I've kind of, ever since Steve Martin has kind of introduced me to all kind of banjo music, that was not my thing, but I've been listening to different things and appreciating the banjo a lot. Because when I was into Steve Martin originally, it was more of a accessory. Sorry. Yeah, it was more of an accessory.
So sorry.
It's kind of just more
play me out. Buttons. Play me out. Yeah, that's awesome.
No, sorry.
I think it's funny because I think the title of the album, You Can't Do That With a Banjo, is a play on, because an old Steve Martin bit was You Can't Be Depressed With a Banjo, yeah. You know, and he would just like play this happy little tune. It's like death and grief and sorrow. And yeah. You just can't be, you can't do that with a banjo. But the songs that David sings are actually real world problems. They're not all happy songs, even though he plays them on a banjo.
Yeah. But I had heard Cake Butt before didn't realize that was him. So I was kind of like, oh yeah, I've actually heard that. And then I like Con Crush.
That's your favorite.
That's I'm gonna one play. Of them. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I want to play a little of Your Kind of Love.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
5'2" and eyes are blue. Doesn't even begin to describe you. The sum of your parts is greater than. The space that I long to fill in. Your heart that's submissive to your mind. I believe I can offer a compromise. Give you all that you need to satisfy.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Yeah. And then what you were talking about, Carol, about anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety. I think is my favorite song on the album, which is kind of.
It's exactly what you were saying about the Steve Martin-y type of thing.
Yeah.
You're the first thing I think of each morning, the last before I sleep. My paranoia's hard.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, like what you're saying about with Steve Martin, I mean, you can't be depressed, but he really talks about it. And I love the fact that he talks about the fact that he's an unwanted life companion. Because, yeah. You know, how many times do you battle with anxiety, you know, no matter where you are on the, you know.
And we did actually have an opportunity to see David perform live at Mysticon.
And he's amazing.
He is. He's absolutely amazing. And, just this album's really clean, and he sounds just exactly like he does on the album. It's just him and a banjo, and it's just a really clean production.
And you know, and I think that's what he was trying to echo. So you said you loved Con Crush.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we play a little bit of that?
Sure. Give him a little taste.
Up and down in the panel line.
know that you're so fine. Let's say that you'll be mine just for the weekend.
Playing some air banjo over here.
I also like the fact that although he's the lead singer of the Extraordinary Contraptions, this album is very different from the Extraordinary Contraptions.
Oh, entirely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we should probably go over and play a couple of theirs, but
I think we should save them for a future episode.
I know. So you'll have to check back. You could check them out in advance. But
his character in the Extraordinary Contraptions is Dimitri.
Right.
Because they all have characters for the band.
Yes. Yeah. It's very much more a thematic
steampunk
band where they all have backstories and everything like that, and this is just much more his, you know, a raw taking of what's going on.
And if you've ever gone to Dragon Con, you have seen the Extraordinary Contraptions on Dragon Con TV.
You have.
Yep.
They're on a blimp.
All right, so I want to play Kansas song just a little bit. Can I?
Yes.
It keeps telling me I've played this song too many times.
Driving solo across the dark street flat, Great Plains countryside. Count the suicidal insects waste their death curse, trying to make me blind. Red lights on endless towering windows.
I could totally see myself listening to that while I'm driving, you know, to Williamsburg or something like that, singing along as I don't sing, but I'll sing anyway. But no, I when I was going through my divorce, I was married before, by the way.
Yeah, you told me.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little while ago.
What? But yeah, when I drove out to, when I decided to leave South Carolina, I moved to Denver, Colorado, and I drove through Kansas.
A long stretch.
It's a very long stretch, and I could totally see myself listening to this song if I'd had it. So, but yeah, I really think the whole album is just, if you ever wanted to see, if there was ever a Horcrux, just like we were talking about with Valentine Wolf with Elegiac's Repose, I would definitely say that there's a piece of David's soul in this album, and I think it benefits from it. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So I'd would you buy it?
I'd buy it.
Would you buy it?
I already did.
I know. Why do I ask?
For this week, yeah, I actually liked all of the albums.
Would you buy it again?
Yeah. I will buy the second one, which, from what David says, is going to be called Yes, You Can.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, this week we had two winners, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
I would definitely check it out. Check out the Valix. There are two EPs, like I said, Aeronaut and
Architect.
They both start with A. Valix, by the way, is spelled V-A-I-L-I-X. So when I was first looking them up, I had it wrong. So V-A-I-L-I-X.
I was leaving out that first I the first time I was looking for them. Yes.
And they're listed on Bandcamp as The Valix. So just be aware of that. And then David Tyberg, you can't do that with a banjo. David, and his last name is T-Y-B-E-R-G. T-Y-B-E-R-G. So check them out on Bandcamp and definitely support them.
And if you see them at a con, go to their concerts.
Yes. Yeah, David was pretty amazing at a Logicon because he had a couple of different snafus thrown at him during his concert.
Yes.
And he just rolled with it and did an amazing job and was so kind to us afterwards after what I'm sure was a little bit stressful. And I'm very excited to see him perform in person solo again, as well as part of the Extraordinary Contraptions.
Yes.
I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and listen to the podcast that Giddy Geeker and Carol the Cat recorded with him, because it was a good one, I think so.
Yeah, and it's not too long.
Nope.
Yeah. So go and check that out, and definitely check out these two bands. And if you have a group that you would like us to listen to, just email us, info@guardiansofthegeekery.com, or post it on our Facebook page. Or if you're in a musical group and you would like us to listen to your album, just give us a link to where we can listen to it, hopefully for free. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if we love it, guess what we do?
We buy it.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Sorry.
Bye.
Sorry, Tiffles, you weren't here, but we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.